This article is brought to you by the best-selling booksy Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorn. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. In-person versus digital tension management, which communication channel works best for resolving conflict? Choose the wrong channel, and the conflict gets worse, not better. In short, the channel you choose to address conflict is not a minor logistical decision. It shapes tone, trust, and whether the tension gets resolved or quietly deepens. In-person conversation and digital communication each serve a specific kind of workplace conflict, and knowing which to use is a skill worth developing with the same seriousness as the conversation itself. In-person conversation is best for high-motion disputes, damaged relationships, and complex misunderstandings that require real-time dialogue. Digital channels work for low-stakes clarifications, situations where a written record matters, and moments when one or both parties need time to think. Choosing the wrong channel is one of the most common reasons workplace conflict escalates rather than resolves. Definition: tension management channel selection refers to the deliberate choice between in-person and digital communication when addressing workplace conflict. It is the decision about where and how a difficult conversation happens, and it directly determines whether a disagreement gets resolved or intensifies. I want to tell you about a manager I knew, a sharp and well-meaning woman, who spent 3 days composing the perfect email to address a team dispute. She chose every word carefully. She was fair. She was specific. By the time her colleagues read it, two of them felt publicly criticized. One stopped speaking to her entirely, and their original tension had tripled in size. The problem was not what she wrote. It was that she chose to write it at all. In-person versus digital tension management is not just a question of preference. It is a question of consequences, and the wrong answer costs you relationships, trust, and sometimes your professional standing. What in-person tension management actually requires? Face-to-face conflict resolution is the most demanding form of tension management you will encounter at work. It requires you to be present, regulated, and readable, all at the same time. When you sit across from someone in a genuine dispute, where tone of voice carries more weight than your words, your posture signals whether you are open or defensive. The pause before you respond tells the other person something no written message ever could. These nonverbal cues are not decoration. They are the primary mechanism through which de-escalation happens. In-person conversation also demands real-time emotional regulation. You cannot edit your expression after you have made it. If you feel defensive or hurt, the other person will see it before you have processed it yourself. That vulnerability is uncomfortable, but it is also precisely what makes face-to-face conversation so powerful for repairing relationships. When both people can read each other clearly, there is far less room for the misread tone that turns a small disagreement into a lasting fracture. The preparation required is significant. Before you sit down to address a real conflict in person, I would strongly recommend working through a structured approach. The master method for high-stakes tension conversations is one of the most practical frameworks I know for this kind of preparation. What digital tension management actually looks like? Digital tension management covers a wide range of tools: email, instant messaging, video calls, and shared documents with comments. Each carries a different level of immediacy and a different risk of misinterpretation, and it is worth being precise about which one you're using and why. Email is asynchronous. It gives both parties time to think, to draft, and to read carefully. That is its greatest strength and its most dangerous weakness. Time to think can produce clarity. It can also produce over-polished language that reads as cold or defensive, or messages that feel prosecutorial because every word has been chosen too deliberately. Instant messaging strips out nearly all tone. Short messages in a conflict situation are almost impossible to read accurately. Even a neutral response like fine carries emotional ambiguity that would be invisible in a face-to-face exchange. If you're managing tension through instant messages, you're asking the other person to interpret your emotional state from a handful of words, and people are not reliable at that under stress. For a clearer look at when each digital tool genuinely serves communication, email versus instant messaging versus phone is worth your time. Video calls sit somewhere between the two. They restore some nonverbal information, facial expression, eye contact, the lag before someone responds, but they still filter out a great deal, and the slight disconnection of a screen can make emotional attunement harder, especially during a tense exchange. Comparing the two channels side by side. Dimension: in-person digital. Tone accuracy: high voice, body language, and expression all carry meaning low to moderate text strip's tone, video restores some de-escalation speed faster when both parties are ready to engage slower. Written exchanges can loop without resolving. Misinterpretation risk lower real-time feedback corrects misreads quickly higher ambiguous phrasing persists without correction. Emotional intensity better for high emotion disputes where presence matters better when emotions need to cool before engaging. Written record none unless notes are taken automatic. Every word is documented. Convenience and access requires physical proximity or scheduled video available immediately across time zones and occasions. Relationship repair stronger presence builds trust and demonstrates respect weaker for damaged relationships. Can feel impersonal. The table tells you the shape of the difference. Here is what it does not tell you. The misinterpretation risk in digital channels does not just come from ambiguous words. It comes from the absence of repair. In a face-to-face conversation, when you see someone frown or stiffen, you instinctively adjust, you clarify, you soften your tone, you ask a question. That microcorrection happens dozens of times in a single difficult conversation, and it keeps the exchange from spiraling. In a written exchange, you have no access to that feedback loop. You send your message and wait, and in the gap between sending and receiving, the other person constructs a version of you that may have nothing to do with your intent. The written record dimension is also more complicated than it appears. For some conflicts, documentation provides accountability and clarity. For others, it creates a paper trail that makes both parties more guarded, less honest, and more adversarial. Knowing where a record helps versus where it freezes the conflict requires judgment, not just policy. Where the two approaches genuinely overlap, there is a version of tension management that uses both channels deliberately, and it is often the most effective approach of all. A well-crafted email sent before a face-to-face conversation can lower the temperature. It gives the other person time to read your perspective without pressure, to feel heard before they are asked to engage, and to come to the meeting with some of their defensiveness already processed. Think of it as preparing the ground rather than replacing the conversation. You might also find that writing a professional apology email serves exactly this purpose. It opens the door for a real conversation without forcing one prematurely. After a difficult in-person exchange, a brief written follow-up can consolidate what was agreed and prevent the kind of drift that happens when two people leave a meeting with different memories of what was resolved. The face-to-face conversation does the emotional work. The written note does the record keeping. Used together with intention, the two channels complement each other rather than compete. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling books they write every time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. When to choose in-person conversation for conflict resolution. Choose in-person when the relationship itself is at stake. If trust has been damaged, if someone feels disrespected, or if the conflict has moved from professional to personal, written words will not do what a real conversation can. Presence signals that you take the matter seriously enough to show up for it. Choose in-person when the disagreement is complex or emotionally charged. The guidance on handling conflict during meetings makes this point clearly. Nuanced disputes with multiple layers of meaning require real-time exchange. Trying to resolve them in writing is like trying to navigate a difficult conversation with a time delay between every line. Choose in person, or at minimum a video call, when you need to read the other person's response. There are moments in a conflict where understanding how your words land is more important than what you are saying. That kind of reading requires seeing a face. When digital communication is the right tension management tool. Choose digital when the emotional temperature is still manageable and you need time to organize your thinking. A carefully written message can be more precise than a real-time conversation, and precision matters when the conflict involves specific facts, decisions, or accountability. Choose digital when the other person needs processing time. Not everyone can regulate their emotions in the moment. Forcing a face-to-face confrontation on someone who processes conflict slowly can feel aggressive, even when your intention is resolution. In those situations, giving someone written communication to read in their own time and space to respond when they are ready is an act of respect, not avoidance. For remote teams, where face-to-face is not always possible, developing strong digital conflict skills is not optional. The best practices for virtual meeting communication include specific guidance on how to manage tension in distributed environments, and it is worth building those skills before you need them. Choose digital for low-stakes disagreements about tasks, timelines, or feedback where the relationship is stable and the facts are clear. A calm, specific message can resolve this kind of tension without requiring either person to set aside time for a conversation. For feedback-related disputes specifically, the DEAL method for resolving disagreements about feedback offers a structured approach worth applying. Three confusions that make workplace conflicts worse. The mistake: using email to avoid a difficult face-to-face conversation. Why it happens: writing feels safer. You control the words. You avoid an unpredictable reaction, and you have a record of what you said. All of that feels like protection. What to do instead? Ask yourself honestly whether you're choosing email because it serves the other person or because it protects you. If it is the latter, prepare for the in-person conversation instead. Avoidance through email is one of the most reliable ways to turn a manageable conflict into a lasting one. The mistake: treating instant messages as a suitable channel for nuanced disputes. Why it happens: messaging feels immediate and conversational, so people forget how much it strips out. A quick message feels like a quick resolution. What to do instead? If the tension requires more than two or three exchanges to resolve, move it off the messaging platform. Shift to a call, a video meeting, or a face-to-face conversation. The longer a conflict runs on instant messaging, the more likely it is to escalate. For guidance on delivering negative feedback positively, the channel you choose matters as much as the words. The mistake: defaulting to in-person confrontation before the other person is ready. Why it happens: people who are comfortable with direct communication sometimes assume everyone else is too. They go straight to a conversation with good intentions and find the other person shut down or defensive. What to do instead? Read the signals. If the other person is visibly overwhelmed or has not had time to process, send a note first. Ask when they would be ready to talk. Letting someone come to a difficult conversation on their own terms is not weakness. It is the kind of preparation that makes resolution possible. Choosing your channel when tension arrives. The question to ask yourself is not which channel do I prefer. It is which channel gives this particular conflict the best chance of resolution. High emotion, damaged trust, complex misunderstanding. Choose in person, or the closest equivalent you can access. Calm disagreement, need for a written record. One party needs time. Choose digital with care. Somewhere in between, consider leading with a short written message that prepares the ground, then following up with a real conversation. The tension management channel you choose is not a neutral logistical decision. It is a meaningful signal to the other person about how seriously you take the conflict and how much you respect them. Get that signal right, and you give the resolution a fighting chance before either of you said a word. Frequently asked questions. What is tension management channel selection? Tension management channel selection is the deliberate choice of whether to address workplace conflict in person or through a digital medium such as email or messaging. It is one of the most consequential decisions in conflict resolution because the wrong channel can intensify tension rather than reduce it. When should you resolve workplace conflict in person instead of digitally? You should resolve workplace conflict in person when the disagreement involves strong emotion, a damaged relationship, or a misunderstanding that has already escalated. Face-to-face conversation allows tone, body language, and real-time response to do work that written words simply cannot. Can email ever be the right channel for tension management at work? Yes, email can be appropriate for tension management when emotions are calm, when a written record matters, or when one party needs time to compose a thoughtful response. It works poorly when tone is ambiguous, when the relationship is strained, or when the conflict is already escalating. Why does channel choice matter so much in workplace conflict resolution? The channel shapes everything: tone, pace, misinterpretation risk, and the emotional experience of both parties. Choosing a digital channel for a high-emotion conflict strips out the nonverbal cues that de-escalate tension. Choosing in person when someone needs processing time can feel confrontational and backfire. How do you decide between in-person and digital communication for a conflict? Consider three things: the emotional intensity of the disagreement, the current state of the relationship, and the complexity of what needs to be said. High emotion and damaged trust call for in-person conversation. Lower stakes clarifications with a stable relationship can work well in writing. What are the biggest mistakes people make when choosing a conflict communication channel?
The three most common mistakes are using email to avoid a difficult face-to-face conversation, treating instant messages as appropriate for nuanced disputes, and defaulting to in-person confrontation before the other person is emotionally ready.
Each mistake prolongs conflict rather than resolving it.
Thank you for listening.
If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way.
115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them.
Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.